Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A couple wanting to spend a quiet lunch together away from the spying eyes of the office help picked up a pizza and headed for a nearby park. When the box was opened, however, they found not only the pizza, but the funds from the restaurant's previous day's business, which had been hidden in the box for safekeeping. Fearing that they might be accused of theft, they immediately returned the money, whereupon the owner of the shop, so impressed at their honesty, said, "Let me call the newspaper and have them do a story. Just think how impressive it is. You find the money and return it. I can't believe it." Immediately, the couple was horror-stricken. "Oh, please don't do that," they pleaded. "We're not married to each other, and we wouldn't want our picture in the papers." "Nobody almost has integrity," says Chuck Swindle. "You either have it or you don't." The dictionary defines it as the state or quality of being complete, undivided, or unbroken. Moral soundness, honesty, uprightness. If Swindle is right, that you either have it or you don't, then far too many people today must find themselves in the "we don't have it" category. There have always been moral lapses. There have always been individuals who have been corrupted by power and pleasure. But today, integrity seems to have become corrupted by the importance of ourselves and the all-pervading pressure to just get the job done no matter what the cost. Integrity implies a knowledge of right and wrong. It deals with black and white issues of truthfulness and dishonesty, of full disclosure and shoddy half-truths, of commitment and infidelity. If integrity is in short supply today, and few would deny that it is, then our measurement of what constitutes right and wrong is also fuzzy. When every man does that which is right in his own eyes, moral chaos follows. You'll find 27 references to the word integrity in the Bible. And as surprising as this may seem to you, all of them are found in the Old Testament. The Hebrew root of the word means whole, sound, unimpaired. It speaks of the absence of duplicity. It means straightforward and honest. Five of those references weave a story of testing around a man whose name was Job, who systematically lost almost everything most people hold dear to their hearts. Even his wife chided him, "Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die." But Job neither cursed God nor abandoned his integrity. Don Richardson told of working with an Indian tribe in New Guinea who made Judas to be the real hero in the gospel account. I wonder at times if we have not done the same thing in our thinking. Thinking that you can't make it in business without bending the truth, we lose sight of our commitment to honesty. Thinking our wives will never know, we forget that when we breach our integrity, we are the real losers because something within dies. An interesting study can be done of those 27 references in which you find the Bible speaking of integrity. If you have time to trace them, you'll quickly agree that integrity is at the very heart of the Judeo-Christian foundation. Integrity means that the God who gave us the Ten Commandments and the moral principles of the Bible still expects people to keep their word and be true to their vows.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.